Well, Lorena, for people that say there's not a lot to do in southern New Mexico, let us disagree with them right now, because this weekend is jam-packed with events. Let's kick it off with La Viña Spring Wine Fest.
Yeah, so La Viña Winery, they hold a festival in the spring and in the fall. So I'm going to say that they're kind of kicking off festival season for the year, because there's two other ones that are following them this weekend. So the La Viña Spring Wine Festival, it's for families, and it's also for people who want to take their friends, enjoy some wine.
Beautiful, beautiful location.
Yeah, it is a beautiful location. They have a nice, I don't know, lawn area that they do a lot of their events in. So, of course, you're going to be able to sample some of their local wines. It is Saturday and Sunday, and it is in La Unión, so it is a little ways out, but totally worth the drive. It's a beautiful drive out there. And like I said, they're going to have food out there to purchase, and they're also going to have some kids' activities for the families that want to head out there. But
kids 12 and under get in for free.
And as well as some vendors. So take some cash and enjoy some wine.
Okay, out and about, 4th Annual Red, White, and Blues Festival.
This is another annual festival. This one actually helps out with a couple of NMSU scholarships for music students here. So that's what the proceeds are going to. It's at St. Clair Winery and Bistro, another place that has a beautiful kind of lawn area that overlooks the Oregon Mountains over here in Mesilla. It's 6 hours of music.
So 6 hours?
You can't go wrong. You can go any time between then and enjoy some live music, enjoy some really good food from St. Clair, and some really good wine from there also.
Well, let's delve into some fun and festivities at the Jewish Food and Folk Festival.
Yeah, this is one I've been to. The food was really good. I highly recommend you take some cash, because you do have to purchase some of the food here, but it's well worth it. So they have different kinds of foods that you can sample, that you can taste, and they're also going to have live music, silent auction, some visiting entertainment, and again, this is one of those family events that...
folk dancers.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun, so...
Talk to me about the food. Let's talk food.
Food, okay. Food.
What's your favorite?
I liked the sandwiches, the pastrami sandwiches that they had on rye. That's what I had last year for lunch, because I went around lunchtime. But they have, like, challah bread. They have a bunch of traditional Jewish desserts that they also sell and that they make by hand. I'm not sure what knishes are. I don't remember what knishes are.
I don't know. You got
no,
me
No, you don't know either.
So, but they'll have knishes.
They're going to have knishes. I honestly had to delete a whole list of food that they had just to kind of taper things down a little bit, but it's a lot.
Okay, so that's happening this weekend. When is this?
On Sunday.
Sunday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Temple Beth El. That's at 3980 Sonoma Springs Avenue. Taste for Your Impulse, this is an old favorite, Teriyaki Chicken House.
Yeah, we hadn't done them in a while, so we kind of wanted to revisit them. This is one of those places, first of all, you do need cash, so be sure you have some cash on hand.
No credit cards? No
credit cards, anything like that, but... It's one of those places where I'm like, I kind of want to eat healthy even though I'm eating out, and they get steamed rice, you get steamed vegetables, and then just depending on what you get for your entree, it's a pretty nice healthy spread, and then you can kind of slather it in sauce and ruin that and just make it even more delicious.
But you can't go wrong when you slather something in
really
sauce.
You really can't.
Okay, so that's the Teriyaki Chicken House. Okay, Lorena, so where are you going to be? That's a big question. You've got three big events. Where are you going
to
be?
I think I want to go back to the Jewish Food and Folk Festival, because they had some really nice entertainment and some really good people, friendly people there.
Okay, Lorena, we'll talk to you next week.